With SDPB News, I'm John Nguyen. A House committee is passing a bill that seeks to close the gap when a missing indigenous person is taken off the reservation. The tribes and FBI are aware of the missing person, but the state can be out of the loop. Democratic Representative Perry Poirier is Oglala Lakota. She wants to close that gap. The bill establishes the Office of Liaison for Missing and Murdered Indigenous Persons in the Attorney General's office. That office would coordinate with the many governmental jurisdictions that exist in South Dakota.
When a child or a woman or any missing person crosses off of the reservation, we have a seamless operation, which happens in sometimes other crimes, like fugitives. But when it comes to missing and murdered Indigenous women and children, it's unseen and it's unheard.
Last year, former President Donald Trump signed two bills aimed at addressing missing and murdered Indigenous women and children, Savannah's Act and Not Invisible Act. Poirier says there are currently 77 missing Indigenous people from reservations located within South Dakota's state borders. A House committee is advancing a bill that clarifies visitation rights for residents in assisted living facilities. Representative Phil Jensen sponsors the bill. He says the goal is to address confusion during the COVID-19 pandemic. Jensen says facilities' visitation policies are not always readily available to family members.
And what 1139 does is it provides guidance and mandates that these assisted living facilities post on their website the latest guidelines from the state.
Opponents say the bill would burden assisted living care facilities responding to the COVID-19 pandemic. Brett Hoffman is with the South Dakota Healthcare Association. He says each facility follows its own procedures along with state guidance.
Your county rates are going to be different. Your facility outbreak levels are going to be different. And that is going to result in non-uniform visitation policies.
The bill passed out of committee 8-5. It now moves to the full House.
Legislative coverage is brought to you by the South Dakota Bar Foundation, SDN Communications, Missouri River Energy Services, Touchmark Retirement Communities, the Boyce Law Firm, and the Friends of SDPB.
Police interrogation videos reveal new details about a fatal vehicle pedestrian accident involving Attorney General Jason Raunsburg. Governor Kristi Noem has asked Raunsburg to resign, and the Attorney General faces impeachment articles in the legislature. SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
The State Department of Public Safety released the videos that show investigators interrogating Raunsburg twice for a total of about 3 hours. Investigators from North Dakota conducted the interviews. Last September, Raunsburg was driving home at night from a political event when his car struck and killed Joe Beaver. Beaver was walking on the shoulder of a highway near Highmore. Throughout the interviews, Raunsburg maintained he did not know what he hit until he returned to the scene the next morning and found the body. He says he assumed he had hit a deer. The investigators told Raunsburg that Beaver's face went through the windshield. They said Beaver's glasses were found inside Raunsburg's car.
We know that his face came through your windshield. We know that. We already talked about that. That's, I would think, substantially clear that that's what happened. We also have the imprint on the hood where his body, well, at least part of his body, likely was riding. At some point in time, he rolls off, takes out the mirror, and slides into the ditch. I want you to be really honest right now.
I am. I never saw him.
Investigators told Raunsburg that Beaver's body was lying only a couple of feet from the edge of the road. A flashlight Beaver carried was still on, even when investigators found it later, they said. Raunsburg repeated many times that he never saw the body that night. Raunsburg also denied being distracted by his smartphone. but the investigators showed him data indicating he was on his phone looking at news articles and blog posts until about a minute before the crash.
So when we look at that, our concern is everything that we're seeing here is appearing that you were on your phone reading political stuff at the time. But I just wasn't. I set it down.
A spokesman for Roundsburg said the attorney general does not intend to resign. Roundsburg is charged with three misdemeanors: careless driving, driving out of his lane, and operating a motor vehicle while on his phone. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper.
House lawmakers are introducing articles of impeachment against Attorney General Jason Roundsburg for his involvement in a fatal car crash last September. The action came after Governor Kristi Noem asked Roundsburg to resign. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
There are two articles to impeach the Attorney General. Roundsburg faces three misdemeanors but no felonies from a crash that killed Highmore resident Joseph Beaver last September. Authorities say Beaver was walking on the shoulder of a highway the night of the crash. The articles are co-sponsored by House Majority and Minority Leaders. They say the Attorney General must be removed from office for the fatal crash and for unbecoming actions Roundsburg took following the incident. Republican Representative Will Mortensen is bringing the impeachment articles. He says the incident was a tragedy that took the life of a South Dakotan from his district.
I don't think that Jason Roundsburg belongs in jail or in prison, but I know for sure that he doesn't belong in the office of the Attorney General anymore. This is something that I spent a lot of time thinking about and seeking counsel broadly from a number of different groups and types of people. It's not something at all I do lightly. It really is the most difficult decision I've ever made in my entire life.
A spokesperson for Roundsburg says the Attorney General does not intend to resign. He says at no time has this issue impeded Roundsburg's ability to do the work of the office. Democrat Jamie Smith says Roundsburg has lost the confidence of the people of South Dakota.
I'm hearing from constituents it's a distraction, and as far as I'm concerned and watching it, it would be hard for me to understand that the Attorney General can do the job in full capacity, given the certain situation that we're in.
Impeachment requires a simple majority in the House. Conviction requires two-thirds of Senate members. This is the first time that articles of impeachment have been issued against a constitutional officer in South Dakota. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.
That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.